You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
We welcome you into the Gym Class, the midweek edition here on KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us. We do appreciate it. 1600 AM. Also in Cedar Rapids, 102.3 FM, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, as well as your mobile app and your smart speakers. Scott Udash from our studios here in the southwest side. Buttons on the other side of the glass. Mark Dukes from the heated back porch. Birthday plus one for Mark here today. How you doing?
Doing very well, Scott. Buttons, everyone. Hope everyone is doing well on this fairly decent day in eastern Iowa.
It's not bad. It's not bad outside. We can get through this for the month of November if you want to pencil this in as far as what the weather can be. So we got a lot to get to in the show. Chris Liss of RotoWire.com will join us in the back half of the program. His appearance brought to you by Imon Communications, the official sponsor of all things fantasy sports right here on KGYM. Plenty of questions that he will field from our listeners, and you can jot down the number, of course, text line, phone line, 319-366-1600. We'll also talk about the fact we've got our first Big Ten cancellation. Wisconsin and Nebraska is kaput for this weekend. We will talk about that, and I know it's not the end, but is this at least a chink in the armor as far as analytics is concerned? After last night's Game 6 of the World Series, Mark. And congratulations to the Los Angeles Dodgers. Congratulations as well to the local tie, of course, with the ownership as far as the Dodgers are concerned. It was great to see that last night. A Cedar Rapidian down there holding the Commissioner's Trophy.
Yeah, a 1978 graduate of Cedar Rapids Jefferson. And wonder if he'd entertain giving an alumni a little. Mark Walter is his name, and we were 4 years apart at Jefferson. I never knew Mark, and I think he only played golf. I shouldn't say only played golf. That's pretty important.
Yeah, it's very athletic endeavor, as we know, Mark.
Played golf at Jefferson, but the Dodgers' first win in 32 years, and I'm assuming when you're talking about analytics, you're not talking about Justin Turner.
No, and, but that's a part of it as well.
It is as well. And plenty to break down and recap in that World Series, which was, by the way, the least watched World Series of all time.
Well, which is not surprising with Tampa Bay involved, and I hate to do that as far as our good friends from the Tampa St. Pete area are concerned. Of course, you had Los Angeles, major market as far as the United States is concerned, but that and the fact that we're in the midst of the fight against the coronavirus, so many factors. Television ratings go down each and every year because there are so many more ways to be entertained.
You know, more platforms
right.
to consume the World Series
yes.
aside from TV.
Right.
So let's be fair about that.
Yeah. And it just it's that way, and it's getting more and more diverse each year. So I think the argument of, well, it was the least watched, blah, 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 since this and that and this and the other thing is becoming a little stale right now. I think we have to look at it from a new perspective, if you will, a 2020, 21st century perspective. But I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong about that.
No, I think it's a fair point because there is different ways to consume sports, in this case, the World Series, rather than just television. So I don't think it paints the whole picture by any means, but at least in the measurement that they're using right now, there was only one World Series game up until this series that was viewed by fewer than 10 million people. And I think almost every game, if not all of them, fell into below 10 million people. So, again, I don't think it tells the whole story, but a bit of the story.
Well, they missed out on a pretty good World Series. They didn't see it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to say. And congratulations to the Los Angeles Dodgers as they win their first World Championship since 1988. And you know what was the, kind of the neatest thing last night, besides the fact that Aseeda Rapidian was there helping to celebrate, was the fact that there were people in the stands at Globe Life Field, and there was a little bit of atmosphere. There was crowd noise there all night long. A lot of Dodger fans were in attendance. And I thought that added to it. I've missed that. I have missed that, Mark. And at least we got a little bit of a taste of it last night.
Yeah, very much so. I think that that was encouraging to see. Hopefully it was a smart thing to do. 319-366-1600 is our text line and our phone line. I know Buttons is seated on the other side of the glass from you, Scott. I'm ready to take any and all calls. 6717. Analytics is how Tampa Bay made it to the World Series without a superstar baseball player on the team.
I think Tampa's got some pretty good baseball players on their team. You're right. Yes, 67-17, especially as far as pitching is concerned. Tampa Bay did a lot of bullpen games and bullpen starts during the season. Not going to say that. Not going to not say that. I should be more clear on that. You're right, to a certain extent. But Margot, Adames, there are a lot of good baseball players on that Tampa Bay baseball team. And a lot of good pitchers.
Yeah, indeed, and there are Rosarena, you know, elevated himself with 10 postseason home runs. And yeah, they're not without talent. You just may not have heard some of these players. And can't wait to talk to Cal Eldred next Tuesday as he can break down that series. But it was an interesting game six, no doubt.
Yeah, it was. And I think you and I both were texting with Cal as soon as the move was made by Mr. Cash to pull Snell. And I think all three of us could have been texting one another during that and saying, what in the world is going on? And sure enough, the Dodgers come back and take the lead and eventually go on to win the World Series.
Yeah, it was a head-scratcher to me, but Kevin Cash is that kind of manager in terms of analytics. And Blake Snell had pitched 5 1/3 innings, 2 hits, through 73 pitches. The second hit was kind of a wobbler into center field, and all of a sudden he's out of the game. Snell can't believe it. And the thing about it is, it may have been the right move by Kevin Cash. You don't know what kind of shape Blake Snell is in. He certainly looked in fine form to me, but would Tampa Bay gone on to win that game 1-0 or, you know, 2-1? We don't know. We don't know.
No.
The Dodgers capitalized on the situation, and now they're World Series champions.
Yeah, they are. 319-366-1600. If you are thinking about 2021 and hoping that baseball is a little bit more normal as the rest of life is a little bit more normal next year, 2021 odds are already out, Mark. Early odds, anyway. Dodgers are a plus 480 favorite to win again, meaning you have to bet $100. You could win $480 at that point. The New York Yankees have the second best odds, of course. And I'll say this again, if you put New York Yankees and tape it over Tampa Bay Rays on this roster, people are going to know these guys a lot more than if they were the Tampa Bay Rays. Atlanta's 10-1. Tampa 12-1. San Diego is 13-1 next year. So those are your early favorites anyway, as far as Vegas is concerned, for the 2021 Major League Baseball World Series Championship.
And always interesting, that's for sure. I'm not going to lay out anything right now on any of those odds. We don't even know if there's going to be 162 games. But interesting nonetheless.
We don't know trades. We don't know free agency. We don't know anything of that sort as of yet. 98-96, talking about the other big story that came out in the latter portion of that game last night and then after the game last night. I don't get how Justin Turner was able to play with a pending COVID test. Doesn't seem right how, quote, safe, unquote, the MLB was trying to be. My thinking is if you don't have a positive COVID test, I don't know how you can keep anyone out of the lineup if they have not been proven to have COVID. Do you see where I'm going as far as this is concerned, Mark? I mean, even if there is a test, the test could come back negative. And then, oh, by the way, you didn't have one of your best players in your lineup last night because you were afraid that they did. Turner then was taken out as soon as the Dodgers knew and Major League Baseball knew the test was positive. Now, I'm not condoning anything or saying yay or nay about Justin Turner taking part in the postgame celebration, but I will put it out there to everybody. Put yourself in Justin Turner's shoes. If you had just won your first World's Championship, been through everything that you've been through this bubble down in Texas for a long, long time, and you won your World Series, might be the only World Series you ever win, are you going to miss out on celebrating? That's the question I'm going to pose to everybody out there before they judge on Justin Turner.
The problem is he potentially exposed.
I know.
Other players, but I see where you're going with it, and that's why he refused to stay isolated after the game was over and joined his teammates on the field. And Major League Baseball has issued a statement on this, and we have yet to hear, at least that I know of, from Justin Turner. But was it irresponsible? Probably so.
Yeah. And I'm not saying right or wrong that, you know, but I'm just saying, put yourself in his shoes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I thought about that last night. I go, man, that would be tough. That would be tough.
Well, it would. It would. Would he have done something different in retrospect? We don't know. But he's under a lot of criticism today. I would think from various sides. I think you make a decent enough point. You go through this tough season as it was, and you made it all the way to the finish line, almost to the finish line, and not to be able to celebrate with your teammates would be a very tough thing to do. But we all have done various things in the last several months that we might have not already might not have done otherwise.
33-48. I'm celebrating. Probably a false negative. I don't know. And that's not the point. I mean, it's awful tough to be on the sideline watching that while your teammates celebrate. So that's all I'm saying, right or wrong. Before you cast the first stone, just think about the fact, what would you do in that situation? So 319-366-1600 is the text line available to you. Phone line available as well at 319-366-1600. Let's get back to the pitching change, though, with Snell going out. And I'm not sure who was the scribe that put this out there, but I thought it was the perfect tweet of the night. And that was, can you imagine, and you know this as well as anyone, Mark, can you imagine the manager going out and trying to take the ball from Jack Morris in the sixth inning in the World Series after that hit?
No, not at all. By the way, the anniversary just passed of his 10-inning game that won the Game 7 of the 1991 World Series. No, they would have had to carry Jack Morris off the field.
And
but
he
you know what?
And he would have taken a few guys with him.
Yes, he would have. But Davey Roberts did the same thing with Clayton Kershaw, his last outing, and it looked like, you know, he pitched five, you know, in the neighborhood of five plus innings.
True.
But I think Roberts knew that third time through the order was a problem for Kershaw. And that worked out for the Dodgers. So analytics being what they are, I mean, they're not foolproof. You got to go with what your information tells you at that point, and then live with the consequences, which Kevin Cash is today.
He is, and he's going to live with that throughout the winter, and who knows, he may live with that for the rest of his managerial career. You don't get a lot of chances at this. I mean, Tampa's got a good enough team that they should be in the playoffs, but you never know how it all plays out. You don't know how many chances you get, and I agree with you about Kershaw. Little bit of a same situation, but Snell was so dominant. I mean, nine strikeouts up to that point, had not walked anyone. He had the Dodgers tied up and just looked absolutely dominant. And was there going to be anybody else that was going to be better on the mound than he was? I think that's the question you have to ask. And obviously, Kevin Cash didn't think so. Went to the mound, brought in the bullpen, and things deteriorated right after that. And it's who knows? Hey, if Snell stays in there, who knows? The next two batters may have hit home runs. It's hard to tell.
Yeah, very much so. Chance for you to weigh in via the phone or text line 319-366-1600 or our poll question today at KGYMRadio.com, brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement in Iowa City, thanks to Steve Anderson and his group. Should Kevin Cash have pulled Blake Snell when he did last night? Yes or no?
Nope. That's my answer. If I'm voting, I say no. What do you say out there? Vote at KGYMRadio.com. You can also reach us via the text line at 319-366-1600. More on Turner, 2134. There were some peripheral family members that were possibly affected. However, the players had been in the clubhouse, batting practice, and in the dugout for many hours with him. And who knows how, I don't know. Only you saw shots on television. There were masks on by most of the players in the dugout. Not going to say all the players in the dugout. But who knows? Who knows that situation? And remains to be seen what Major League Baseball. I'm sure Major League Baseball is going to have some ramifications and some sort of a penalty for Justin Turner. I think that's coming down the line.
I'm not going to get into the ins and outs of mask wearing and all that, but I will say that Major League Baseball had protocols in place. And when they found out that Justin Turner was had tested positive, pulled from the game, and should have been in isolation. And, you know, yeah, I want to celebrate too, but, you know, you're breaking rules. You're breaking protocols here with what Justin Turner did. Like it or not, I'm not sure I would have liked it either, but they are the rules that Major League Baseball put in place.
Yeah. 1985, if it ain't broke. I assume he means Snell, or she means Snell, but we'll see. We'll see how it goes. 319-366-1600 if you'd like to weigh in. And was that, and analytics is not going to go away. We know that. There has been no sport more that has been changed due to analytics. Would you agree, Mark, than Major League Baseball?
Unless you talk to Bryson DeChambeau on the PGA Tour. But I totally agree with you. Football isn't that way. Basketball isn't that way.
They've had their tweaks. They've had their tweaks.
Yeah, baseball has always been a statistical-driven game and therefore lends itself to analytics and devouring all the information that is out there. So, no question that baseball has been affected as much by analytics as any sport out there.
You've got NBA with three-pointers now much more prevalent. You've got football with the passing game. It's basically become a 7-on-7 league, the NFL. And of course, now you've got, with baseball, you've got basically, there are no bunts anymore. Forget that. Very few stolen bases, shifts, radical shifts for every player. The bullpen becoming much more a factor in the game. No more complete games. Very rarely do you see a complete game anymore as far as baseball? Baseball has been changed by analytics much, much more on a bigger scale than the other the other stick and ball sports, if you will. No doubt about that. It's not going to change after what happened last night. Does it take a little bit of a step back? I don't know. That remains to be seen. But be interesting.
Well, despite a quiet game six, Corey Seager, your MVP, he had a great World Series, I thought, but so many of the Dodgers did, and I think the Dodgers got their money out of Mookie Betts,
yep,
who beat that whole throw home from first base for the Dodgers to take the lead, and he's going to be good for a very long time. He's signed until he's 40 years old, so the Dodgers are going to enjoy that young man for quite some time.
Yeah, they will. 21-34, by the way. Love the series Seager had, but would have been my third choice for MVP behind Kershaw and then Mookie Betts. 66-08, and there was a lot of discussion about this last night after Game 6. Baseball has honestly been ruined by analytics, if you ask me. That was the argument. Besides the Justin Turner thing after the game last night, the other argument was how much people like or dislike the fact that baseball has been changed by analytics. There was some very interesting and deep dives and discussions last night among baseball fans and baseball purists, new baseball people, baseball scribes, etc., about what took place and how that is the new baseball, if you will. And most of it going down to the fact that you take three Bryson DeChambeau swings. If you hit it and it's a home run, it's great. If not, you walk with your bat back to the dugout. Nobody says anything anymore.
Yeah, and we kind of visited with Cal Eldred about this on his appearance yesterday. And what day is this, Wednesday?
Yeah, it's Wednesday.
Yesterday. And perhaps we'll revisit it next Tuesday. But I asked Cal about, who really makes the decisions on pitching changes and whatnot. He's the pitching coach of the Kansas City Royals, Mike Matheny, the manager. And Cal said the bullpen coach is in the loop as well. And they have a plan going into the game, knowing which hitters certain pitchers are going to have to face and their success or failure rate against them. I thought it was an interesting inside look at the decisions that are made by managers, pitching coaches, bullpen coaches. I don't recall what exactly, maybe you do with your text from Cal, what Cal said exactly, but I'm not sure he really agreed with pulling Snell at that point.
Yeah. By the way, if you would like to go and revisit our discussion with Cal Eldred, you can do that by listening in on our podcasts. They are available on Apple and Spotify. Thank you, Buttons. I was just double checking with you. I was trying to communicate with Buttons on the other side of the glass. KGYMradio.com, Apple and Spotify, if you'd like to go back and visit that. 45-70. Who needed analytics when Mickey Lolich and Sandy Koufax threw complete game 7 wins on 2 days rest back in the 60s? Different,
so true.
Different,
so true.
Type of era. 51-65. I don't believe Rob Manfred was drunk last night. I certainly hope that was not the case. I think it was just kind of his speech pattern and whatnot. So,
I know we got to get to a break, but how did baseball do with a 60-game season and COVID? We had the early issues with the Cardinals and Marlins. And of course we had to have a exclamation point with Justin Turner last night, but for my mind, I mean, I thought it worked really well. And except for the postseason, these teams and players and coaches were not in a bubble. They were at their home stadiums.
Yep.
That changed in the postseason once we got to the championship series. But, there was all kinds of alarm when the Cardinals and Marlins had their issues. But then I thought baseball buttoned it up and obviously got to the finish line.
Yep, I would give them very good grades on this. Now, it was helped by the fact that the travel was cut down. That was the big thing, I believe, that Major League Baseball did right. And, of course, going into the bubble, if you will, as far as the postseason is concerned. And I think that was a very big and a very beneficial decision as far as baseball is concerned as well. 3:28, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. No Chris yet, not yet. We're going to talk a little bit about, we haven't even hit Wisconsin and Nebraska not playing on Saturday. We'll get your thoughts about that, talk about that as well. Wednesday edition of the Gym Class coming your way right here on KGYM.
Just about the time Willa Dickens began as a watchmaker at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, a romantic notion was blooming in 1940s America. The idea that a diamond, like love itself, is precious and lasting. More than ever before, proposals began including twinkling rings and velvet-lined Hertin and Stocker boxes. Decades of engagements and countless shimmering rings later, happy, nervous hands are still accepting these promises of always from Hertin and Stocker. The designs are always modern and fresh, but the service is still as exceptional as it was in those very early days. Perhaps that rare blend of present and past is the reason Hertin and Stocker has been voted best jewelry store in Iowa City 10 years running. Stop and see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Alert system equipment. 1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
If Teresa Greenfield and the Democrats take over, the following will take effect. $4 trillion in job-killing taxes, government takeover of healthcare, packing the courts, dismantling police departments, surrender to the mob, surrender to China, and a march toward socialism. Teresa Greenfield and the left, they'll tear this country apart. Stop the liberal takeover. Vote Joni Ernst.
Paid for by Iowa Values Action, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.iowavaluesaction.com.
Time to refresh your space? Alexander Lumber or Answers by Alexander would be proud to help with impeccable, well-born cabinetry. The Alexander design team respects and can work with any budget. And in addition to stunning kitchens, they also create home offices, mudrooms, laundry rooms, bathrooms, even living rooms with built-ins. Design with the experts at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Tune into the Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
Back at 3:31 on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class, we have a Bowling Night in America preview for you. That'll be coming up in just a little bit. It is BNA night, and we will talk about that because strange things usually happen when we're down at the end of the bowling center. Good or bad, I don't know, but they happen strangely on 31 and 32. So we will preview Bowling Night in America coming up in a little bit. We are one game light on the menu for Saturday in the Big Ten, Mark. That is official now. The Wisconsin Badgers, their athletic teams, have been shut down for 7 days. I believe the last count was 12 positive COVID tests, six staff, including head coach Paul Christ, who is home, who is isolated, says he feels fine. But Wisconsin, they moved into the red area as far as the Big Ten color-coded scheme is concerned, and there will not be a game coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, and we don't know about Wisconsin's game against Purdue that first Saturday in November either, because of the waiting period that Chris needs to sit out. The players obviously have to sit out 21 days. And this is a problem because when Kevin Warren announced the third 3.0 version of Big Ten football schedule, no flexibility was built in, unlike other conferences. Why would you? Do you think there was no problems would occur? It's a virus. People are going to get it. And for not to have a schedule with no flexibility built in, well, this game is a no contest. No winner, no loser. It won't be made up, presumably. There's rumors that Nebraska is trying to pick up a non-conference game and get the Big Ten approval on that. I don't see that happening, but it could. It could. Unfortunate situation, obviously, for Wisconsin. But for anybody to think that there wasn't going to be an issue of some kind, I mean, that's just stupid.
Well, and now if you're Wisconsin, because of the 21-day rule, you are going to be without your not only starting quarterback, but your second-string quarterback also has tested positive, and he is going to be out for the next 21 days. So you're thinking at least two games that your fourth-string quarterback, because the Cohen, who was the incumbent coming back, is also out right now due to injury. So you've got your fourth-string quarterback looming, even if Wisconsin takes a field against Purdue or whomever they play in that second week in November.
And if you were championing the approach that the Big Ten was going to take on this in terms of daily testing, you need to revisit your thoughts from however long ago. I mean, yeah, if you have daily testing, it only stands to reason that more positive tests, whether they're false positives, what have you, there's so many different ways to go on that. But if you didn't think there was going to be more positives detected, you were fooling yourself. Is it a good thing? Make your own decision. But daily testing may seem good on the surface. More cases are going to pop up, folks.
Yeah, more opportunities for cases to pop up as far as the Big Ten is concerned. And as we mentioned, the 21 days is it's a long time. It's a long time, no doubt about that. And we're going to see how this works down the road. I'm with you. I don't believe Nebraska is going to be allowed to play. I'm not sure. I mean, they've got the schedules of the other teams around the country of whom they could play, but that's going to be tough to put all that together as far as a few days are concerned. And now Nebraska will also not be playing. Everything else in the Big Ten as of right now is still on for Saturday, and that includes Iowa and Northwestern coming up from Kinnick Stadium in Iowa City. 2:35 is the kickoff. That will be an ESPN national broadcast coming up on Saturday. Iowa State is a 4-touchdown favorite. You got to look and see the last time Iowa State was a 4-touchdown favorite, Mark, as they will take on the Kansas Jayhawks down in Lawrence coming up on Saturday. That is an early game. That's an 11 o'clock kickoff. We've got the pregame show at 9 o'clock for you on 1600 AM along with 102.3 FM. That'll be coming up on Saturday. So,
yeah, it's interesting to point out that Paul Chryst, the Wisconsin head football coach, originally tested negative with the antigen test. And then he and his staff took the PCR test, and that's when the positive came back. Digging into a little research, false negatives can occur in a PCR test 30% of the time. That percentage has improved as we've navigated ourselves through, but the tests are not foolproof. None of them are. Chryst reports that he's experiencing no symptoms and feels good as of this morning. You would hope that continues. I don't know about the other players or coaches, what have you. I wish them the best. Here we are, October 2020, yeah. Talking about much of the same thing.
Much of the same thing. And, of course, yesterday, Kirk Ferentz meeting with the media, and you heard the coach's cuts with Kirk on the Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn. They check in weekly with the coach and bring you those updates each Tuesday. It's brought to you by Network Computer Solutions. Network Computer Solutions, they're the missing piece to your IT puzzle. We need to take a break. We'll come back, and Chris Liss of rotowire.com set to join us. Your fantasy football questions ready to go at 319-366-1600. We'll talk to Chris when we come back.
If Teresa Greenfield and the Democrats take over, the following will take effect. $4 trillion in job-killing taxes, government takeover of healthcare, packing the courts, dismantling police departments, surrender to the mob, surrender to China, and a march toward socialism. Teresa Greenfield and the left, they'll tear this country apart. Stop the liberal takeover. Vote Joni Ernst.
Paid for by Iowa Values Action, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.iowavaluesaction.com.
When we first came here, we missed my food from home. I thought Jamaican food would work really well.
We're talking with Robert McLean about his big dream. Midwest One Bank got him started with a home equity loan, checking, credit cards, a commercial real estate loan, and more.
Midwest One Bank make it very easy for me to get a loan.
Robert now owns a restaurant.
And I decided to call it Island Vibes. And people line up, and they love our food. Come to Island Vibes.
Midwest One Bank. Simply better banking. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval.
Where is your haircut gone? We know you don't get out as much. You don't drive by your regular sport clips and pop in for that MVP haircut experience that is so much more than a haircut. But isn't it worth getting out for? For that legendary hot steam towel for your face, massaging shampoo that makes you melt into your seat. Oh man, you remember that, right? Mmm, we found your haircut. It's right where you left it. Sport clips. It's good to be a guy.
At Shell, we know from the time you get up to the time you wrap up,
good night.
There's a lot of meetups, eat-ups, and hurry-ups. So come to Shell and get three things done at once. Fill up with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus to help keep your engine running like new. Save up with the Fuel Rewards program and never pay full price for gas again. And snack up with in-store rewards to save even more at the pump. Make the most of the stop you need to make with Shell. In engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline, see full terms and conditions at fuelrewards.com.
Ever wonder just how far an extra mile really goes? Drive a Mercedes-Benz van and find out. Start with a network of over 250 authorized dealerships backed by a sales force ready to help you with everything from customization to service on vans like the Mercedes-Benz Sprinter that's tailored to your lifestyle. With options like blind spot assist and MBUX voice command for spoken directions, weather, and more.
The route is being calculated.
So whether you're enjoying life on the trail or working hard on the job, see how far an extra mile can really go by taking the first step into an authorized Mercedes-Benz van dealership today. Now with IRS Section 179, businesses could be eligible for up to a $25,900 tax deduction. That's up to $5,439 in tax savings.
Options and model availability may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Some equipment described as optional. $5,439 tax savings based on 21% federal tax rate and eligibility to claim full $25,900 Section 179 vehicle deduction. Your tax rate and eligibility may vary. Consult your tax advisor for more information. Limits may apply. Visit mbvans.com. Offer valid through December 31st, 2020.
Back with you on the Gym Class 341 here on KGYM. We'll get you a Bowling Night in America preview before 4 o'clock here today. Very good show today. Thanks for the discussion. Appreciate it. Tomorrow, another good one, as Dave Ennett, the play-by-play voice of the Northwestern Wildcats, will join us as Iowa and Northwestern will tangle on Saturday. And Jeff Linder of the Gazette will join us. We'll preview the state volleyball tournament. We'll talk a little football. We'll talk about state cross-country meet as well coming up on the Thursday edition of the program. Chris Liss of rotowire.com set to join us right now. And if you have a question for Chris, let us know via the text line or the phone line, 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Chris's appearance, as always, is brought to you by Imon Communications. And I know Chris is so very happy that the Los Angeles Dodgers won the World Series last night.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of either of those teams, and I got involved a little bit in the debate of whether they should have taken out Snell. Of course, they should not have taken him out, and anyone with any common sense would have left him in. But sometimes if you get, you know, involved in too deeply in a formula, you might just do something. And but, you know, I don't like the Rays either, so I don't really care. I'm not even invested in it.
Don't even like the Rays, the engine that could?
Well, you know, the engine that could just means the owners didn't spend that much money and pocketed it. You know, it's not like that's going to the orphans or something in the area or something like that. It's just going back to the owners, you know. So they've gotten good at figuring out how to do more with less. But, you know, and that's admirable. But you're really just rooting for, some rich guy saving money, and I don't care either way.
Chris, I know you pay a lot of attention to the NFC East. Your beloved Giants are in that division. Why are the, aside from Prescott's injury, why are the Cowboys so bad?
Well, their offensive line, which was the best in the league for 5 years, just totally fell apart. You know, guys opted out for COVID and got hurt and for the year. And so you're missing three or four key offensive linemen. Then, obviously, Dak is hurt, which you mentioned. Then the defense has been historically bad. Leighton Vander Esch got hurt, and he came back this game, but he looked really slow. And their secondary wasn't good to begin with. Their pass rush is still pretty good, but they just really – so you have, like, a horrible defense, a terrible offensive line, and now you've got a below-average quarterback who just got concussed, and now you've got this, like, seventh-round rookie. So – the Cowboys and the Jets, I was talking to my handicapping guy on SiriusXM. We had him on. He said he'd make the Jets a one-point favorite on the neutral field.
Oh!
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Let's get to it here. Let's start with 57-86. Moving forward, needing two receivers. Doesn't say if it's PPR or regular, but the three. Needs two of these three, Calvin Ridley, Robbie Anderson, or Chase Claypool.
And I love Claypool, but I got to go with the other two guys. Robbie Anderson has a great matchup with Atlanta, and then Ridley, great matchup with Carolina, and they're playing each other, so go with those two guys.
All right. Let's get I had another one here, and I lost it, so let's just go right up to 79-66. Rodgers or Herbert, non-PPR. Also, Amari Cooper or Hollywood Brown?
Rodgers, because the matchup's better. And then Cooper or Brown? They both, I mean, you know, they have different problems, but I'll go Cooper because Brown has a tough matchup. Cooper's got such a bad. No, I'll go Brown.
Okay. Brown. Hey, Mark, I found this real quick. Let me get to the 74-25. Yes, I found
okay.
It. Needs help due to injuries at running back and wide receiver, and am looking to trade Kyler Murray to solve my problems. What type of quality should I look for in return?
High quality. Like, Kyler Murray's had one of the best QB starts of all time. If you want a receiver, try Hopkins. Try Devontae Adams. I don't know if I'd take Tyreek Hill. That'd be a tough call. DK Metcalf, maybe. But you want to go to the very top if you're going to trade Murray for a guy. And running back, same thing. You know, I mean, I know quarterbacks usually are a dime a dozen, but if you look at the all-time stats through 7 weeks, I think Murray's got, like, the third best ever.
Ooh.
1288 on the text line. Chris is in a half-point PPR and needs two of the following three. Tyler Boyd, Deontay Johnson, and T. Higgins.
I got to go Boyd and Deontay, although Deontay could get Marlon Humphrey. I don't think so. Higgins is great, but he's not getting as many targets as the other guys.
1017 is in a PPR league. Gaskin or Jerick McKinnon?
You got to go Gaskin as a workhorse. McKinnon might be, but we just don't know.
79-66, Chris, is in a non-PPR league. Two-part question, Rodgers or Herbert, and then Amari Cooper or Hollywood Brown?
We just did that one.
Yeah, we just did that one, Mark.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I know,
he got the same quarterback. Oh, and he's got the same receiver. That must be the same guy.
It's the beauty of Skype, Chris. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I that was my fault because I skipped ahead because I couldn't find the other one. But let's pick it up with 0211. Will Boston Scott be worth a start in a PPR league?
If Sanders sits, and he might, gonna just double check that. Yes, absolutely, against the Cowboys.
94-66 is in a standard scoring league. Needs one wide receiver and one flex among these four, Chris. Amari Cooper, Cooper Kupp, Damian Harris, or Justin Jackson?
Cooper Kupp and Amari Cooper.
All right. 1287 on the text line. Kittle for Chris Carson and Justin Jefferson, yay or nay?
I'd rather have the Kittle side because Carson's hurt.
Yes, and how badly? Well, he's going to miss some time.
Yet.
Yeah, the way it looks.
I'm not going to trade. And I like Jefferson, but if you're going to do a two-for-one where you're giving up the best guy, that's usually bad, and especially if the best guy that you're getting is hurt currently.
70-99, simple question. What can Tua do?
I don't know. He would have been the number one pick, probably, or, you know, would he and Burrow if he'd stayed healthy. He looks healthy now, so treat him as the incoming number one overall quarterback on a team that has a couple of weapons. Tough matchup against the Rams, but we will see. No one knows.
Chris Liss of RotoWire.com joining us, courtesy of Imon Communications, answering your fantasy football questions at 319-366-1600. Two-part question here. Hard one for this particular listener. Baker against the Raiders or Lamar against the Steelers is part one.
You got to go Lamar. I just don't get cute with that.
Okay. Part two, also, what the heck is up with the 49ers and McKinnon? Can I trust him this week to actually get me points?
Nobody knows. I mean, you have to keep reading and stay up to date. But I don't know. They have so many guys coming through that backfield, it's impossible to say.
10-17 needs a flex in a PPR league. Two choices, Giovanni Bernard or Tyler Boyd?
Well, I really like Bernard this week if Mixon can't go. But the floor is definitely Boyd in a matchup. I'll go Boyd, but it's close.
Boyd's been doing well. I've been riding that horse for a while here. 0-2-0-6, need two in a non-PPR league. Diggs, Thielen, or Robbie Anderson?
Thielen and Anderson. I love Diggs, but it's a bad matchup.
79-66, do you think Chase Edmonds keeps his starting job?
He's going to keep it for a few weeks while Drake is out. And then if and when Drake comes back, there'll be a timeshare, but Edmonds could have the majority of it.
And he's a good third down guy. 37-53, Ronald Jones Jr. or Leonard Fournette?
I have Jones everywhere. He's looking so good, and then he drops one pass. If it's PPR, I'd probably go Fournette. If it's non-PPR, I go Jones.
47-50, I have Jonathan Taylor and Gaskin as running back starters. Which would you choose for a PPR flex? Would you go Boston Scott over Melvin Gordon?
I would go Taylor. I would go – those are a start. Okay.
Yeah.
Boston Scott who?
Or Melvin Gordon or Jarvis Landry?
If Miles Sanders is out, I would go Boston Scott.
He's also has A.J. Green as a last option.
Yes.
Yeah, I'd still go Boston Scott but make sure that if Sanders is out, I would go someone else.
All right. 10-17
10-17 can't be serious, Scott.
He's asking the question, or she is asking this question, Chris. Trade Aaron Rodgers for Tom Brady and Josh Jacobs.
Yeah, of course I would do that. Of course I would do that. I don't know who would give you that deal. I would give you Josh Jacobs and Tom Brady for him, but someone out there can do it.
48-15. This is not an embarrassment of riches. Foles or Tua?
Oof. I know Tua. I mean, I don't know. You know, Allen Robinson got a concussion too.
Yeah.
Man, I guess I would go Tua. I mean, it's not a good, this is his first ever start.
Could be great though.
You never know.
Old man Dez Bryant, go.
He's only 31. I thought he was older than that. Like, that's not that old. But, I mean, the Ravens can barely support, Marquise Brown and Mark Andrews, barely. And to add another receiver in there, and who knows what his role will be, he'll be on the practice squad. I think I like Dez. I hope he makes it, but I think it's a huge long shot.
0-9-8-3 in a standard league. Who do I pair with Derrick Henry, Philip Lindsay or Mark Ingram?
Lindsay got concussed, and Ingram's probably out. So you might have to find another option. I'm not sure. You got to check.
Chase Edmonds would be a good one.
Oh, yeah, that would be an easy one.
Or Gio Bernard.
But he's out this week. It's a bye.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the Cardinals are out. Maybe Gio Bernard is the guy.
Gio's a great pickup if you can get him.
Yeah. 319-366-1600.
By the way, feuding with folks on the text line, wanting to know if the Steelers can dethrone the Chiefs this year.
I said, of course not, LOL.
I don't think the Steelers can. I think the Titans are dangerous. Steelers could. Ben has to play better, though. And the Ravens, obviously, are dangerous. The Patriots, I don't see. The Bills, I don't see. I think the Chiefs are still the favorite. But, man, there's three other good teams that are kind of dangerous.
Mm. 10:17 here, Chris, as we come down the stretch. If you have a question for Chris, get it in the next 30 seconds, please. Will Dalvin Cook be good to go, or do I sit him for Gaskin?
So he was limited in practice today, but that's good because it's Wednesday, and so there's a good chance he is. But, you know, you got to look through the week's practice. If he's going, you definitely want to use him over Gaskin, but Gaskin's not a bad fallback.
There you go. Very good. Well, a lot of injury questions as per usual here, and you can get up to the minute injury news at rotowire.com, among other things, I know.
That is correct. Rotowire.com/trial. It is a free 10-day trial. You don't need a credit card. You just check it out for 10 days. If you want to subscribe, you can then. If not, nothing happens. We get all the start-sit questions answered, ranked by position, all the injuries, all the updates, all the practice reports. RotoWire.com/trial.
Yep, good stuff. And please do us a favor and check it out. Chris, always appreciate it. And best of luck this weekend. We'll talk next week.
Thanks, all of you too.
All right. Chris Liss of RotoWire.com joins us on Wednesdays. His appearance brought to you by Imon Communications. We'll take a break, come back, get you set up for bowling night in America right after this on KGYM.
While serving in Iraq, an IED took both my legs, but it didn't take my spirit.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
I'm Greg Gadsden, Army veteran.
DAV helps veterans and their families get the benefits they've earned.
Today, I'm an entrepreneur, photographer, and public speaker.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories, great and small.
My victory is just being the best that I can be.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
At Shell, we know from the time you get up to the time you wrap up, there's a lot of meetups, eat-ups, and hurry-ups. So come to Shell and get three things done at once. Fill up with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus to help keep your engine running like new. Save up with the Fuel Rewards program and never pay full price for gas again. And snack up with in-store rewards to save even more at the pump. Make the most of the stop you need to make with Shell. In engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline. See full terms and conditions at fuelrewards.com.
Here's Howie Long for Skechers Arch Fit Shoes.
If you've never tried Arch Fit Shoes from Skechers, you're missing out on next level comfort. Saying you like comfort but not trying Arch Fit is like saying you like Italian food but you've never tried pasta. Skechers teamed up with podiatrists who used over 20 years of data to create a shoe that provides total foot and arch support for all day comfort. Arch Fit distributes support across the arch no matter what foot type you have. You don't need an arch problem to love how they feel.
See all the styles of machine washable Arch Fit Shoes now at Skechers.com.
Election Day is November 3rd. If you plan to vote by mail, plan ahead at usps.com/voting info. There, you will find helpful resources, such as guidance for successfully using the mail, links to find your state's rules and deadlines, information for military and overseas voters, and more. The U.S. Postal Service is ready to deliver for you. Make sure you're ready, too. Start today at usps.com/voting info.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the Adult League.
But they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym. Coming up on 358, Gym Class for Wednesday on KGYM. As we mentioned, real good show coming up tomorrow. Not that today's wasn't, of course. Thank you for listening. We do appreciate it. If you missed any part of this, you can go back and listen to the podcast. That is available at KGYMradio.com as well as Apple or Spotify. That will be up in just a few minutes. We have a Bowling Night in America preview. It's brought to you by May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids. The official home of Bowling Night in America. And apropos that Halloween week, Mark, we're stationed way over on the right side on 31 and 32 at the end of the center.
Well, you can escape very easily if you need to. We're into the season now, and about a quarter of the way through, the Rusty Nails mired in last place. I don't even need to know who the opponent is because the opponent is ourselves, Scott. And we've got a reshuffling of the lineup again tonight. Are you in, out, in, out?
I'm in. I was okay, out. I'm in.
You're in. Okay. Sounds good. Captain is on board. Trying to get, we need a big win, Scott. We need a big win tonight.
We're taking on Barry's Lanes, who usually bowls about as well as anyone against us.
That seems to happen, but let's reverse the trend tonight. We'll see what happens. We can give you the recap tomorrow during the gym class, Bowling Night in America. If you have any questions about May City Bowl and Open Bowling, the Pro Shop, give them a call, 362-0136, or visit the website. MayCityBowlCR.com.
Yeah, a lot of good information on their website, MayCityBowlCR.com, and be sure to check it out. They can answer a lot of your questions. All right, Mark, good show. Have a good night. We'll talk tomorrow.
I'll be here. Thanks.
Stay tuned. The Todd Rommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn comes your way next. KGYM.
KGYM, Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM and 102.3 FM. This is KGYM Sports Radio.
The Gym.
This is SportsCenter.